can dance if you want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The House Rules Committee is still meeting to discuss whether to move forward with the GOP tax plan. They convened more than 7 hours ago in the middle of the night. A fifth man is back in custody after 10 prisoners at a New Orleans jail slipped through a hole behind a toilet and escaped Friday. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on the latest person to be recaptured.
Corey Boyd was being held in the killing of a man during a car break-in last year. The five other escapees still on the run are likewise considered dangerous.
They're witnesses and victims, and all of those people are very rightfully very unnerved by all of this.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell.
Time is of the essence, and we are doing everything within our power.
A jail maintenance worker has been arrested on charges of aiding in the escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The comedy world is remembering George Wendt, best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Wendt passed away at the age of 76. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Tuesday was a day of action for gun violence prevention at the state capitol, with gun safety advocates and Democrat lawmakers pushing for legislative solutions to gun violence in Wisconsin. Firearms provisions were among policy language stripped out of Governor Evers' proposed state budget by Republican lawmakers. The search for a missing boater on Lake Monona in Madison could resume today or Thursday. The Dane County Sheriff's Office suspended the search Tuesday due to rainy and windy weather. 4 people were on board a sailboat which capsized Friday night. One of them, who wasn't wearing a life jacket, has yet to be accounted for. And a liberal judge announces she's running for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chris Taylor, a Madison-based judge of the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, announced Tuesday she'll challenge incumbent conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley in 2026. Taylor ran unopposed for an open seat on the appeals court in 2023. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Your bathroom need a makeover? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM, 804 with LaBouche on Max FM.
Take your time, boy. Pittsburgh's hometown station,
99.7 Max FM.
Night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. So you ask if I'll grow to be a wise man. Well, I ask if I'll grow old. You ask me if I've known love and what it's like to sing songs in the rain. Well, I've seen love come, I've seen it shut down, I've seen it die.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:12 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. I'm looking outside, and the farmer's market is set up and ready to go, Emily.
I'm sure it is. Those farmers and those vendors, they are serious. They are up in everything all the time, making fresh things for you, growing fresh green things for you. You know their stuff is going to just go crazy after all this rain, too. So next week, I bet we'll see a whole lot more vegetables, bigger vegetables, taller sprouts, all that fun stuff. But yeah, they are out there working hard. Weather's not so great today, so that doesn't mean they are not working. They are. So go down and support them. Support your local farmers and your local vendors and buy some good stuff from the farmers market.
Yeah, just bring an umbrella or a raincoat and you'll be all set to go. You know, Emily, you and I have talked about our prior careers way before we were in radio, and we did serve in the food industry for quite a lengthy period of time. And as we played in our show opener this morning, it's National Waitstaff Day. And, you know,
jeez,
you and I have interesting stories, many of which we cannot talk about on radio because they're just, we can't. So I'm going to leave it at that because I have a couple of those that I will never talk about on air. Maybe outside of radio, I will talk about them. But yeah, I definitely an interesting career before I got into doing what I was doing. Now, if you hit a restaurant up today, you should leave a decent tip because you know what? Our wait staff works so hard and they're so underappreciated. So happy National Wait Staff Day to all of our folks out there, and please be nice to them. Now, it's supposed to honor our servers, bartenders, and baristas and thank them for dealing with our annoying request. You know, like, can you make this pie? Pasta gluten-free? Or, yeah, like gluten-free bread or bun, and then I'm going to eat a bunch of french fries and other deep-fried things, but can you make sure that I don't have any seasoning on my burger and that it's gluten-free? Yeah, just saying. I mean, these are the things that happen, right?
Yes, absolutely. All the things. This was my favorite. Someone would order, like, a full-on, like, huge burger meal with the fries and with all the toppings with the bacon and the cheese and all that, and then they'd be really severe about the fact they needed a diet soda. I was like, you know what? Okay. Just let's look at the big picture here. And then they got that diet soda refilled like 12 times.
Right?
So yeah, there are things.
Or I mean, my favorite too was I like this soda nice and cold but no ice in it. Or just a little bit of ice. I mean, it was just like, okay, and they'd sit at the table for 2 hours and that's all they would have. So I mean, I've seen it. I mean, we lived it, and those are the stories we can live to tell about. Now, you may not want to tip after hearing some of these statistics. So BuzzFeed recently pulled thousands in current former servers and asked them some fun questions, including, have you ever retaliated against a rude customer? We're going to start at the top and work our way down, Emily. What's the first one on our list?
All right. So to bring everybody back, it is National Waitstaff Day. We are talking about details that may or may not have happened with waitstaff. Dave and I are not going to share our own stories because, you know, the world of hospitality is a strange and evil place sometimes. So we're just going to leave that alone in terms of our own personal stories. But number one, according to the BuzzFeed poll, have you ever eaten food off a customer's plate? 32% of servers said yes.
No, I can honestly say, when I worked in the industry, no, I did not eat off a customer's plate. Just no, didn't do it. I was too busy eating in the kitchen anyway, so it didn't need
well,
to eat
that's
off
right.
the customer's
a lot of times
plate.
You could,
just saying, because
you get depends on the restaurant, though. Like sometimes you got zero food, and you would work for like 7 hours straight waiting on people and serving food, and more than 7 hours. I mean,
right.
Doubles, whatever, and you would get literally nothing. Some places gave you half off meals. Some people you got a shift meal. Some places, the more fine dining they were, all you got was a breadstick, and that was a lot of my dinners for a lot of years was a breadstick.
And fortunately, where I was at in the restaurant, they said we just have a tab with your bill on. Just write down what you eat, and then at the end of the season, you can square up with us and they would give us a discount. Ooh. Well, what they did at the end of the season, our bonus was they paid off our tabs. And let me tell you, that was so appreciated because, you know, I had no idea my first year they were going to do that. And so I was very appreciative of that. You know, it meant a lot to me being a young high school kid that they paid off the tab. And that just was one of those things that always stuck with me. And then when I would go in there, you know, outside of work hours, they were very adamant that they were putting it on our tab too. And, you know, it was, we appreciated it because I would go in there for lunch during school and stuff like that. And so, yeah, they were treated us
That's
very
pretty
well.
Cool.
So it was cool. Now, number two. Have you ever dated or hooked up with a cook? 25%
said yes. Ding, 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 ding.
And I was a cook. And that's all I'm going to say. We're going to move on.
I was not a cook, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
so anyways,
my face is being red right now.
We are talking about National Wait Staff Day. Some of the statistics that have come out from wait staff. These are real people. Now, this doesn't represent anybody at Civic Media, no. 99.7 Max FM, or just the general public. These are just the folks who were asked. These are the stats that have come over. So these are right from server's mouths, though, folks. Have you ever come into work sick or hungover? 81% said yes, because they don't care if you're sick.
No, they didn't. Restaurant
industry, they do more now. They do. And they should, yes, because you're serving people's food, yo. But right, yeah, there was just like grin and bear it. You know what? Time to lean, time to clean. Doesn't matter if you're sick. If you don't find a sub, come to work. I mean, that was really not a good behavior to have.
No.
In the kind of expectations, especially when you're serving food. But yeah, everybody has come to work sick, and more of them, I'm sure, are sick because they were hungover, because pretty much that's very much part of the lifestyle when you work in the hospitality industry, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, that was just, if I was sick, they didn't want us there. But if I had been hungover, we were expected to work, and usually they'd contributed to that. And I'll just say I was not 21. We're going to move right along.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Number four is we're talking about National Wait Staff's Day, and have you ever done any of these things? And again, this is a survey. And number four, have you ever finished a customer's alcoholic beverage? Only 6% said yes.
They're lying.
I wouldn't. I never
did. That is so surprising.
I wouldn't have done it.
I would think that would be higher than finishing the food off someone's plate, but I don't know.
Well, no, that was it went to the customer. I mean, that was, So just saying, but the alcohol side of things, I mean, most likely there was already some alcohol there. We better move along to number five just so we get through our list.
Okay, number five, National Wait Staff Day. We're talking about some stats that have been admitted by the servers of the world. Have you ever given someone free food or a free drink because you thought they were cute? 30% said yes. Also, lies. There's way more than 30% of servers who have given away stuff because someone's cute.
Oh, yeah.
Especially bartenders. Come on now, everybody. All the bartenders out there, you know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you. Everybody has given away drinks to the cute people. Oh. Both sides of the gender lines. Don't care. It happens all day.
It does. I'm going to say, yes, it did happen. And I would have been lying if I was said it hadn't. Or they might have bought me one, too. I mean, just saying. And again, I was not... I was still in high school. We're just going to go with that. I sure hope my mom's not listening this morning.
No, she is. Hey, Linda.
Oh, man, she knew half the stuff. Number six.
She does.
Survey.
I'm a mom. We know.
Not always.
Anywho.
Have you ever snuck off to the bathroom just to get a break? Yes, 88% said yes. Wait staff are busy, and yes, they need that break. And so, yes, you go sit in the bathroom for 5 minutes just to get a break. Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That one, I'm not speaking for myself on most of these things because I just don't want to, and I can make that choice. But that one, I will say, there was times sometimes you just had to get away from all the people staring at you for things that they needed and just get a minute. And, like, you just go in the bathroom and just stand there and be like, and just gather yourself, right? Just have a chance to not be running, right? That's an 88%er. I believe most people probably easily admit that. We are talking about, it is National Wait Staff Day. We are talking about the things that folks admit to, whether or not this is all the admissions, I'm not sure. This is also a national poll. This is not representative of Dave and Emily or The Morning Show or 99.7 Max FM or Civic Media.
Or of ourselves, we are just telling you each other.
We're just telling you what other people have said. Have you ever retaliated against a rude customer, Dave?
Half of servers say they've retaliated in some way. They didn't say how. And I will say this. You would be lying if you had not said yes.
Absolutely. I did it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say I did it, and I'm going to leave it at that because...
Same.
I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm just going to say yes. Did it. Shouldn't have. Regret it. Probably not, but... Shouldn't have done it nonetheless. I mean, because they were being rude. I mean, I've got some good stories about, I worked in Wisconsin Dells, and it was very interesting dealing with some of the people that would come to visit, and they were rude. I mean, the best was, I always heard, what time do the gates open? Well, there's no gates to get into Wisconsin Dells. And the classic was, how do I get to the Dells? They were already there. So me being the wise guy was, I said, well, take a left out of our parking lot. You're going to get some stoplights. Take another left and go down Highway 13 and then just keep going. You'll eventually get there. And I would send them to Adam's Friendship.
Oh, Dave.
It's
someone
That's
said
the
to
maniacal
me,
Dave laugh, like, I got away with something.
Well, and then someone said to me, well, what would you do when they came back angry? And I said, they weren't coming back. They didn't even know how to get here.
They were asking where the Delta were from the jump, and they were in the Delta. So then they got legit lost in Adam for friendship, and they were like, this is the Dells? Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
So, yes.
And by the time they came back, Dave was off work, sitting somewhere, warming a bar stool or wherever the heck he went.
Or the swimming pool across the way. And
there we go.
We'll just leave it at that. So, yes, some good stories there. All right, Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate some more calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Here is Genesis. Time for a little Land of Confusion on Max FM. 90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 828 on Wednesday morning. Don't forget about our big deal of the day. Shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Family Values Thrift and Variety Stores right here in Baraboo. They have a wide selection of clothing, jewelry, houseware, gifts, and more. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Get this $25 certificate for just $12.50 today. No code required. Also, the Farmers Market is in progress right here on the Courthouse Square, right on Oak Street in front of the Weicker Great Day Building. Stop on by. Support our farmers and get some great deals as well. Tonight at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library, 6:30 p.m., it's a crime and safety meeting. This is being hosted by Seth Taft from DBI. Snacks and beverages will be provided. There will be a chief's call box that people can fill out a form and let the police department know about what's going on in Baraboo and some things that you would like to see change. The chief will also be holding an open forum and conversation with the public. Stop on by, meet our new police chief, and provide your feedback about the city of Baraboo. He would greatly appreciate it. He will be there along with some of our other law enforcement officials. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to my Community First Bank. A look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Baraboo Young Professionals will be hosting their summer kickoff food truck rally. This event is going to be held at the Sauk County Fairgrounds on Friday, May 23rd from 5:30 until 10 p.m. Live music, a beer tent, and food vendors galore will be at the Sauk County Fairgrounds for this one-of-a-kind event. You must be 21 to enter the beer tent, and if you're under 21, you must be with a parent or guardian. You're welcome to bring your own chairs, but no carry-in food or beverages allowed of any kind. There's no cover, and you can find all the details at BaraboOYoungProfessionals.com/summer-kickoff-food-truck-rally. And it's time again to celebrate the kickoff to summer with the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Village Chicken Barbecue. This will go from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. or until the chicken is gone. $15 gets you a half chicken meal, including baked potato, roll, beans, applesauce, and milk. Also be pie slices available for purchase. This again is all going to be happening at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village. Again, that's going to be on Sunday, May 25th. RAHSPV.com for all the details. And then also on that same Sunday, May 25th, from 7 a.m. until noon, it's the EAA Chapter 371 Annual Pancake Breakfast Fly-In Drive-In Car Show at the Portage Airport. It's all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, cooked-to-order, sausage, milk, juice, or coffee. Come watch planes landing and taking off. They'll have an Army helicopter on display, kids climbing wall, antique, classic, and hot rods on display as well. Plus details on the EAA Chapter 371 Scholarship Awards. Again, this all happens at the Portage Library right off Silver Lake Drive in Portage. This will be on Sunday, May 25th from 7 a.m. until noon. Check out their website for all the details.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Reese busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets to second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won 3 in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost 8 in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he sees so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with some off and on rain today. We could end up with another quarter inch or even a little more in spots by the time things wind down tonight. High today, low 50s. Tonight we're going to drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow becoming partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 60s. Your bathroom need a makeover? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower. Call 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Down there.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. 8:41 on Wednesday, May 21st. And Emily, we're going to delve into calendar days today. And I found the perfect one.
Yes.
World Meditation Day.
Oh, I thought you were just thinking. Okay, you're meditating. It's a good one.
I was waiting. See, I got you. Yes, mission accomplished.
Is that your mission in life or just in the morning show? Hopefully just in the morning show.
Probably not, though.
We will never know.
We will never know. What else do you see on our calendar days today?
There is some super random ones and kind of some super cool ones. So I don't know why this is a day, but Rapture Party Day, instead of being fearful on this day, enjoy it as much as you can. So that ties into another one, which is End of the World. End of the World Day reminds us how fake apocalypse warnings distress people around the world. So let's just keep our head on our shoulders and not get too, you know, out there with our worries. There are lots of things out there in the world to worry about. There are also a lot of things out there in the world to feel good and calm and centered about. So if you are feeling wild and crazy in the brain about the end of the world, meditate. It brings you back down to earth. For reals, it's a good thing to do. So, Rapture Day, I don't know. Like, all I can think of is movies about right. that. So that's just interesting. One movie I will think of that is actually quite funny and quite good is, I think it's called Don't Look Up, about a comet that's coming down or a sun flare or something. It's great. I would highly recommend it. It's a really good one. It's quite funny.
Never seen it.
It is also World Fish Migration Day. Yeah, see that one, Dave. You'll like it. World Fish Migration Day. It advocates for the protection of migratory fish and their natural habitat. And I mean, if you don't know anything about what fish do to get through the oceans to go from place to place because it's necessary for them to live and reproduce, et cetera, like the trials and tribulations they go to just to like get to a place that they can spawn is like crazy.
It's insane.
Like, we don't even like driving across town because of traffic. Like, I mean, come on.
Right.
We pale in comparison to all the rest of nature's beings. Just saying.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
No, I love myself some humans. You know that. I'm just saying. I think we're a little soft in this modern world. That's all.
Yeah. So I've got another good one for you, Emily. It is National Talk Like Yoda Day. I see I got yoga going on in the brain already. National Talk Like Yoda Day. And, you know, I've got it covered already. Here we go.
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you are not.
Oh, everyone knows I'm not good at doing yoga. There we go again. Yoda talking. But I know some people in my life who are really good at doing the Yoda, like, backwards sentences. Like, I'm not even going to try.
Me neither.
But just so you guys know out there, in case you want to hear some really funny stuff that has some Yoda action in it, please listen to Seagull Stop It Now. It is so funny and so ridiculous. It is like you don't just listen to it. You got to watch it. Somebody took YouTube of scenes from Star Wars of Luke and Yoda, and they put different words onto the lip syncing. Well, it's not lip syncing. Onto the way that the conversation dialogue that's happening between the two characters. They shut that off and put some different words in it in a whole song, and it is Better Than Bacon is another one. I'm just saying, just look this stuff up on YouTube. I guarantee you it will make your Wednesday morning if you were a Star Wars fan.
Definitely. It's strawberry and cream day too. So fresh strawberries and cream is the best treat to indulge on a day of wanting some dessert. There you go. Strawberries
and a day
cream.
Of rain. I feel like strawberries and cream could really kind of just lift your mood on a gray day like this. Another thing that will lift your mood and your body is fruits and vegetables. So it's Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day. Prepare your tummy for a healthy treat as you celebrate Eat More Fruits and Vegetables Day. As everybody knows out there, I try to eat healthy. It's this picture has got like pomegranates and smoothies and apples and all different colors of the rainbow of fruits and vegetables and looks good. Those are my favorite foods. I do like to partake in some of the junk food flares because, you know what, I'm human. But I do like myself some fruits and vegetables. And the outcome is that you feel good. That is really kind of, you know, some of us have sensitive tummies to like things like cheese curds and french fries. And they're really delicious. But, you know, The grease is hard sometimes.
French fries.
Somebody just turned into Homer Simpson on the other end of the mic here, folks.
You know, I'll be having to think about National Juice Slush Day today. You know, start of summer, juice slush is a pleasant drink that will quench your thirst, and I'm not going to comment about adding anything into it. It is also National Memo Day. So anything that's important, you should write it down. As my dad used to say, take a risk, make a list. And they have show up board full of post-it notes. And, you know, kind of makes me giggle when I see all those post-it notes on that board. I remember having a bunch of post notes all over the place and trying to organize them. Yeah, it was a thing. So I'd take a note, I'd take a memo, but then it would be like, where did I put that? So, yes. And the other one that we talked about, all right, National Waiters and Waitress Day, we thank them all for their hard work and dedication. So make sure if you're out and about to tip our waiters and waitresses, because they work their tails off. Emily and I can attest to that.
Yep, it's the hardest work I've ever done, with the exception of parenting. So, and I'm not sure, waiting tables might even be harder than that. So,
well, you still just have a fur dog that's and then you have Rod too. So yeah, so we got
that is
it.
Yeah. We've got some things. Yeah. We've got some things that we're taking care of. But please tip your servers, tip your bartenders. Those people are working harder than you know. If you've never been in a position that you've had to wait on somebody, whether or not that person is as kind as possible or as rude as possible, it's still super hard work. So please show your love. Tip your bartenders, tip your wait staff. They are hustling and bustling to bring you breakfast, lunch, dinner, and cocktails. So please, please, please show your love. They do notice and they do appreciate it. And if they're really good and have time, they will notice and they'll appreciate and they'll say thank you. Sometimes if they don't, that's probably because they're just hustling. But they do appreciate you. So honor them today. Honor yourself today. Give yourself some good fruits and veggies and a slushy. I mean, and meditate. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many good ones on today.
There is.
I love
it. National Employee Health and Fitness Day. So always think about that. I mean, it is. I need a patch for that day. They show a broken egg with a Band-Aid on it. That makes me crack up.
That's not going to work out.
No, it's not.
Not going to work out. Us kids from the 80s and 90s, we put Band-Aids and everything. And let me tell you what, you can't tape blankets together to make a fort. It doesn't work. I tried a lot. It doesn't work.
And she tried last
taping
night,
sleeping
Casey.
Bags together to make like a longer thing to go down the stairs. That does not work. They come apart halfway down. You get rug burn. It's real. The struggle is real when you have shag carpeting growing up. It
yes.
hurts.
Going down the stairs on a sleeping bag. Oh my gosh. Some fond memories there. I wish that
was. Oh, I've done that as an adult. Yep.
What do you mean? I'm going to try
it. It's still fun.
Oh, we have stairs here. I'll be right back. No, just kidding. Can you imagine Patrick walking in the doors?
I would not put that past you, except for the fact I don't know why you have a sleeping bag at the studio. But you know what? No judgment. You might.
Yes. I might or may not. It's also Emergency Medical Services for Children's Day. So definitely something to read about. And, you know, it is National EMS Week this week. So thank all of our EMS people this week, because they are on call 24/7, ready to help out in the most difficult situations. So definitely thank all of your EMS workers when you see them as well.
Yes, please. I mean, first responders, it's a calling. You know, I just can't even say it enough that has just got to be such an intense position to be in. And you also have to be the calmest person in the room. So
you do
really, really intense work. And we appreciate you very, very much.
We do. It's something that is one of the most difficult jobs out there. Again, wait staff as well. We know it. We've lived it. So, yes. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us tomorrow morning. It's your favorite day of the week.
Thursday is coming. It's right around the corner. So let's make it through Wednesday, everybody. Wacky Wednesday weather. Here we are again. And we're going to have a great day. Despite that, we are going to tip our waitstaff and bartenders heartily. And we are going to give ourselves a hug, take ourselves for a walk, whatever it is that makes us feel better. Meditate, eat some cheese curds, whatever. Do the thing. Love yourself. Love your people. Every day be grateful.
Most definitely. And we are grateful that the Farmers Market is here today as well. Stop on by, say hi to them. They're right here out on Oak Street, and they'll be there till 12:30 p.m. today. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. Family values thrift and variety. Let the treasure hunt begin. Add to your spring or summer wardrobe or choose a sparkling pair of earrings, bracelet, or necklace at Family Values Thrift and Variety in Baraboo. Check out their kitchen gadgets or books. Find it at Family Values Thrift and Variety, serving savings with a smile 7 days a week. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Tired of the same old routine? Ready to get moving and have some fun? The Laval Center Fitness is your go-to spot for an active and social lifestyle. They have a fully equipped fitness center featuring a Nautilus circuit, free weights, and a Smith machine to help you build your strength and confidence. Plus, your membership isn't just about fitness. It's your all-access pass to discounts on events and classes. It's time to break a sweat, make some friends, and feel amazing. The Laval Center Fitness, where fitness meets fun.
You love U.S. Cellular Home Internet. It lets you do all your favorite things because it's fast, reliable, and affordable.
Switch to U.S. Cellular today and do the things you love with internet you love. Just pay $39.99 a month when you bundle with a wireless plan. And if you don't love it, you have 15 days to let us know. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular Home Internet. Just $39.99 a month. Act now and lock in that price for 3 years. Visit your local store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state. But that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Stop.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
All that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Go for the moon.
Go for the moon.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.